sun, little darling, here comes the sun. I say it's all right, it's all right.
So hey everybody, this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming live on the web at kpfk.org. We also urge you to check out our website, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. I think you know that we're constantly trying to revolutionize our own show. If you're in a revolution, you don't want to be a conservative revolutionary. So for the last couple of shows, I've been experimenting with something called Joy in Motion, which at first several of you said, what in the world does that have to do with Voices from the Frontlines? But it's catching on, because obviously joy, motion, losing some weight, raising your heart rate, raising your morale is pretty central. Being healthy is central to a revolution, and since the system is already trying to kill you, don't kill yourself. So we got the Joy in Motion segment that will be coming off and on Voices from the Frontlines. Now we have a new segment called Revolutionary Rhythms. And we're going to start with Richard Marquez. And let me explain that. Richard Marquez is a very celebrated drummer. I will later read how celebrated he is, but right now I'm not going to do that. So here's a story. Revolutions are based on friendships. Mark Maxwell and I have been friends for a long time. He is a very significant figure at KPFK, does his own show called Rise. He is a sound engineer and an everything engineer, and he helps Voices from the Frontlines. I was talking to Max about where I was at in my life, and I said, you know, I've been having these Valjay drums, but they just sort of sit there, and I think I'm a good singer and I'm a good dancer, but I'm not a good drummer. I got to get drum lessons. So he said, I know exactly who you need to see. You got to go see my friend Richard Marquez. So through a long story that we'll make shorter, Richard is now in the studio. And he's a wonderful teacher. And the main point is, yes, I'm going to be on drums, way in the background, I hope, but trying to keep a beat. But the important thing is, when Richard teaches me, I think, oh my God, I wish more people could listen to how he teaches. And since you are listeners to Voices from the Frontlines, and I got to find a better word, participants, organizers, you right now, last time I said get up and dance, this time grab a stick, grab a table, grab something that you just want to beat on, and Richard Marquez is going to teach us how to keep the beat. The second part of Revolutionary Rhythms, I think you know, is that the Strategy Center and Voices is based on what we call Black revolutionary thought. It's not the only thought, but it's an intersection of the Black liberation movement and Marxism, and what we call Third World Marxism and national liberation struggles. So music is a very critical part of that, and the genocide against the African people now, the genocide against Black people in the United States now, the genocide against people in the African diaspora now, includes a cultural genocide. So Rich is going to tell us a story about maybe a lot of things, how he got onto the drums. And he's going to tell us a story about two songs we're going to hear. I know it's a long intro, folks. One is called Columbia, and one is called Kimbara by Celia Cruz. Richard Marquez, welcome to Voices from the Frontlines.
Thank you, Eric. So happy to be here. I am going to show you all how to play and feel and experience rumba today in two different ways. One is the most fundamental. It's called a Columbia, as Eric mentioned. And it's going to peer into the door of the Yorubas and how they came from West Africa, Yoruba land, into Cuba as slaves, and their culture flourished, how it kept them alive. This heartbeat of these drums and this culture really led their revolution. It's the heartbeat and the backbone of the African people in Cuba. And this particular rumba, Columbia, pays homage to the wind, which the Yorubas call Oya. And it really is, you can hear in the drum when we play it, really the bottom that Eric's going to be playing on the tumba really sounds like a heartbeat. It goes do, 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 do. a good friend of mine, a musician, well-respected in the community by the name of Guillermo Cespedes, told me that there was actual scientific work done and studies on our system and our heart, and it does run in threes, it does run in sixes, and it does run in twelves. So it really is a beautiful thing. As Eric said, grab a drum, grab a spoon, grab a stick, grab a table, anything, play along with us, get on your feet, stomp your feet, close your eyes, listen to the beat of the rumba.
Now tell us about Columbia, the particular song. Why are we listening to this, and why did you use this to teach me?
This Columbia starts with a very simple stick pattern, and it opens the door to a plethora of rhythms. The rumba is it's a secular rhythm, really, but it's a rhythm of the people, and it's a rhythm that gives the people a voice to the political climate, to what's going on in their neighborhoods. And so it really gave the Cuban people a voice. This simple rhythm that it starts with, ba ba da ba da ba da, ba ba da ba da ba da, opens the doors to really allowing people to have a voice and have a say and get up and move and drum and really start a revolution.
You're going to show me by doing, but one thing when he and I practice and when he teaches me is sometimes I have trouble. I can get the beat, but sometimes this is pretty complex rhythms. It's my point of entry is my problem. And once I'm in, I can feel it. Once I can feel it, I can do it. So Richard's also been teaching me how to get in, which is not as easy as it sounds. So we're going to do it by doing it. But maybe, Richard, as you talk, you just talk how you're going to teach me to get in. Thanks. We'll start it, and then you'll explain to our listeners, and you'll help our listeners get in.
Columbia. Listen. Ba, ba, da, ba, da, ba, da. One, two, three.
Four. Oba!
Me matan a mí también, puro
Is beating. You know, it's funny because, you know, in a lot of situations I am in leadership, it's really fun to follow and to learn how to follow and to watch how it speeds up.
It's amazing. It's part of the Cuban music. It is always moving forward. And you can listen to Cuban music and it always feels like it's just moving. And you can't always feel it, but in this Colombian, the rumba, boy, you feel it. It moves. And it goes from rhythm to rhythm. You can start, there are many rumbas, you know. The famous comparsa, that's the music behind a conga line, is a rumba. There's a yambu, there's a wawanko, there's a colombia, comparsa, as I mentioned. There's even newer rumbas that came out of Cuba called songo, guarapachanguero. So rumba is like saying a car, and then there's all these different models of cars. So there really is a plethora of rumbas to learn and to study, but they all come back to the voice of the people that I think is really important for us to have.
Thank you. That was really good revolutionary theory. The next song we're going to play, which is your daughter's favorite song, Adea, and mine, I said, do you know the song Kimbara? Well, of course, that's like saying, I don't know what, you know, the most famous song in the world. And Celia Cruz is one of the great, great performers in the world. I mean, so this is a wonderful song. I will say that Leanne and I named our daughter Celia after both Cecilia Borisovsky, who was a Jewish revolutionary in Russia, and Celia Cruz. So here we are. So tell us about Kimbara, and you talk about speeding up.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Well, this is a classic wawanko, and it is a rumba, and it's done in an orchestra format. It's done in a some people refer to Cuban music when it's in this form as popular, or it's an arrangement. Some people call it salsa, right? They use that term for this kind of Cuban music that's arranged with a full orchestra behind it. But underneath, you will listen to the drums, and you'll hear, just as the Columbia started, these two sticks hitting together. They're called claves, two little rosewood sticks, starting with that rhythm that just started with the Columbia. And then the drums start. And this is going to lend itself more to a 4-4 feeling, but I recommend to the audience, to the people that are listening, the people that are sharing, the people that are interacting with us, on this show, to just get up and move. Close your eyes and grab a table in front of you or a chair or even a sofa and just try to follow along with any beat that you hear. Just try to follow your own heart and these drums and go on an experience with us.
That's great, Richard. So this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. Richard Marquez, I mean, one of the things that you and I were talking about is, in particular, again, the Afro-Cuban tradition. another friend of mine, William Sabatian O'Reilly, actually is a filmmaker, an Afro-Cuban filmmaker, lives in Louisiana, New Orleans, and he's doing an amazing film about the Kunga competitions in Santiago, Cuba, in which, and he's such an amazing filmmaker, first of all, it's all the drama and the intrigue of all the groups competing against each other, and one guy firing his whole crew when he gets mad at them because he lost, and it's going to trace a whole year of everybody trying to get back into the competition. It's a beautiful, brilliant film that we're going to show in L.A. when it gets made. But William showed me about an amazing 20-minute clip when I was down in New Orleans, and one thing he does, and film is amazing, is he can get so many black faces, and virtually every face is black in this Kunga competition. So before we get into Celia Cruz, just tell us a little bit more, as you were telling me, about the Afro-Cuban tradition and where all this is going.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny that the Kunga line has become so famous and world-renowned, really. Everyone does a Kunga line at some point or another in their lives. And My good friend Guillermo again Cespedes mentioned to me that originally the songs and the movement and the dance of the Kunga line started as a chain gang. So people chained by their feet would do step, step, pull the chain, step, step, pull the chain. So we really have a dance now and songs that is the liberation of Cuba, is what it became, right? That's what it turned into. And in this country, in the U.S., you see it always, everyone doing a conga line and happy as ever. But you got to have perspective and know your history and know where it comes from, and know that the people of Cuba and everyone in the world, for that matter, always needs a voice and a place to express themselves. And the conga line and the comparsa, which is the rhythm, and the competitions is that. And it's a celebration of rhythm and beautiful costumes and drumming and culture. And the conga line represents the freedom of Cuba and the voice of the Cuban people, as far as I'm concerned.
So with that, we're going to do Kimbara.
La rumba me sale.
azúcar.
Well, everybody, that was Revolutionary Rhythms. You're on Voices from the Front Lines. We can't thank you enough, Richard Marquez. We'll come back soon for another drum lesson.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for letting me come and share.
So as part of the Revolutionary Rhythms section, we also want to introduce you to some of the great classic revolutionary songs and poems. A lot of you have heard the words, "The revolution will not be televised," but sadly, some of you heard it by television stations with ads saying the revolution will not be televised when they're televising the very commercial bourgeois revolution that Gil Scott Heron is spoofing in his amazing poem, song, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." So for those of you, you need to listen carefully. This is one of the most brilliant poetic explanations of political theory, political ideas, by the great Gil Scott Heron. So we're going to play "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised."
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary.
This is Eric Mann. It never gets old. All power to the people.